seated.
Your Excellency.
Most Right Reverend Bishop James McNulty, Monsignori, Reverend Father, Felician Sisters, guests, and parishioners of St. John Kentish. We open this morning's Mass, as taught by our parents, traditionally saying, Yekdaunja Pospaloni Jesus Christus. Today we are ending the joyous celebration of a great church representing 75 years of living proof of the generosity of the people of St. John Kentish. Unlike our founders of this great parish, who 75 years ago joyously celebrated the birth of their dream, a vision become a reality, the beginning of a new church dedicated to St. John Kentish. As we participate today in this historic occasion, except for change in time and faces, the surroundings are the same pillars, the same roof, the same foundation, having withstood the many years, 75 in total, of struggle, sacrifice, and progress. We have also seen departure of our strong-willed founders and forefathers who left to us, the new generation, their instilled love to God and a strong faith in Jesus Christ, bequeathing to us their hope, their desire, their fervent prayer that this majestic edifice will never materially and spiritually crumble, but instead the love of God and the Spirit in the life of this great parish is to prevail and to remain eternally everlasting. Through these portals 75 years ago, 2,000 cheering entered His Excellency, then His Most Right Reverend Bishop Stephen Ryan, to the organ blaring its resonant and vibrant tones, and the choir singing, Ecce Sacerdos Magnus, behold the High Priest. We are reliving today the same page in our history as recorded in the parish annals by extending our warm welcome today to the present shepherd of our flock, His Excellency, the Most Right Reverend James, Bishop James McNulty. Your Excellency, as chairman of the parish's Diamond Jubilee, on behalf of my beloved pastor, Very Right Reverend Monsignor Wojcinak, the Reverend Fathers, the Felician Sisters, the Executive Committee, and the parishioners of this great parish, the St. John Kentish, with hearts filled with emotional sentiment and with great humility and pride, I can find very little to say except simply extending to you our warm Polish welcome, saying, Witam, welcome. Your presence with us this morning will certainly greatly enhance our spirited efforts to carry on the work as exemplified by our founders and the pioneers of our parish, of whom many are our own parents, grandparents, and great parents. So once again, thank you, Your Excellency, for being with us here at Canby. And to the 15 apostles who will celebrate this morning's Mass, welcome home. So nice to have you here and to renew our long forgotten acquaintances. Our hearts filled with joy, thank you so sincerely for your remembrance, even though many of you had to come from many distant places. Thank you for your pamięć I szlachetność. And as you participate in this morning's Mass, may your memories reflect to your first Mass you have set here in this very same sanctuary. We are indeed proud of your dedication and achievement in the field of spreading the good deeds and wisdom of our Lord. And in ending, let us pray, being increasingly aware of issues arising in a society undergoing rapid social change, aware that we live in an imperfect society. It is good to remind ourselves that we live under the providence and judgment of God, and the good society for which we labor will be no easy achievement. But this is God's world, and we are but stewards, entrusted with the proper and just use of this earth and all its resources. So take our minds, O Lord, and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire, that we may set about our work determined to face fearlessly the things that we fear to face, determined to preserve this parish's fondest memories, and to further her highest hope with Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now please rise, and the choir will start the mass.
with you. Let us pray. Forgive the offenses of your people, O Lord, so that through your merciful goodness we may be free from the bondage of sin into which we were led by our own weakness. O God, your mercy is limitless, and the treasury of your goodness is boundless. We give thanks to your gracious majesty for the gifts we have received. We look to you for an answer to our every petition, to continue your kindness and forsake us not, and prepare us for the reward to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in unity with the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Please be seated for the reading of this morning's epistle.
A reading from the epistle of Blessed Paul the Apostle to the Philippians. Brethren, join the others who follow my example. Observe the behavior of those who conduct themselves according to the pattern you have in us. For alas, many go about in a manner which shows them to be the enemies of the cross of Christ. As I have often said to you, and now say again, these people will end up in disaster. Their only God is their stomach. Their glory is their very shamefulness. I mean those people whose sole concern is things of this world. For as you know, we are citizens of heaven. And it is from there that we hopefully await the coming of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will give a new form to this lowly body of ours, making it into an image of his own glorified body. This he will do by the power he has to bring all things into submission to his will. For these reasons, you who are my joy and my crown, stand firm in the Lord, worthy of love. I plead with Evodia at Syntyche, come to a mutual understanding in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my true fellow worker, go to their aid. They have struggled at my side in promoting the gospel, along with Clement and my other co-workers, all of whose names are in the Book of Life. The end of the reading. Disciples did likewise. Now a woman who had suffered from hemorrhages for 12 years came along behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. If only I can touch his cloak, she thought to herself, I shall get well. Jesus turned around, saw her, and said, Now courage, my daughter, your faith has made you well. That very moment, the woman got well. When Jesus arrived at the magistrate's house and saw the flute players in the crowd making a dreadful din, he said, Now get out of here. The little girl is not dead. She is asleep. At this, they laughed at him. And when the crowd had been put out, he entered, took her by the hand, and the little girl got up. News of this circulated around that entire city.
Please be seated for the homily.
Right Reverend, Very Reverend, Reverend Fathers, Venerable Sisters, parishioners and friends of St. John County Parish. 75 years ago, another bishop of the Diocese of Buffalo, Bishop Stephen Ryan, stood here and hallowed this ground as he dedicated this parish church to God under the patronage of St. John Candy. On that occasion, many, I am sure, tried to peer into the future to ascertain what the years to come would hold. What kind of growth, what kind of success would this parish have? The bishop then prayed the ancient prayers of the ritual. In the ceremony of dedication, he prayed as follows. By the working of the Holy Spirit, may of faultless service always be rendered to you in this place. O Lord our God, show yourself present in this sanctuary built in your honor, and as you work great marvels in the children you have adopted, may your praises ever resound among the people who belong to you. And he prayed on further, O God, pour out your grace on this house of prayer, so that all who here invoke you may experience the help of your mercy. Today, 75 years later, as we look back over the history of this parish, which is, I'm sure, well known to all of us, we recall the deeds of many outstanding people. We recall some of the pertinent facts, how this parish began in 1892, this church was built and dedicated with 200 families to begin as the family of this parish, and how it further developed so that in 1894, a new school was built, attended by 324 pupils, staffed by three Felician sisters and three lay teachers. Between the years 1895 and 1910, four priests, beginning with Father Plaza, served this parish. And then for the remainder of that time, from 1910 until today, four other priests come to our mind who have helped build and staff and guide this parish. Monsignor Andrew Garska, during his years, the parish grew so much so that the school in 1925 had 1,574 pupils. Monsignor Glapinski, called the Apostle of the Eucharist because of his special devotion and his urging of the people to receive the Eucharist frequently, was the pastor here from 1941 until 1957. During 1955, the parish experienced a catastrophe in the fire of the church, but then the church was rebuilt into this beautiful modern structure. And from 1957 until 1965, the parish was shepherded by Monsignor Francis Radiszewski, who kept this parish consolidated, so much so that even though other city parishes were falling apart, this parish still remains with 2,100 some families. And now, of course, we have the youthful pastor and first of Monsignor Wozniak, looking forward to the rebirth, the renaissance of this parish. These are the external facts of the history of the parish. Who can begin to estimate the wealth of the spiritual growth over these years? We can begin to make such an estimate only when we realize what a parish church is and how dear it is to Christians. It is, to begin with, the house of prayer and the place of sacrifice for the whole congregation. Here, God has set up his tent of grace and blessing. The altar, we know, signifies Christ and is the holiest spot in the structure. During the sacrifice of the Mass, Christ personally enters this house, and through his visitation, our salvation is again effected. The parish church is the visible symbol of God's kingdom upon earth. Here, Mother Church holds her official services. Here, her heart beats fastest for her bridegroom Christ, as also for her children. The artistic beauty, the dignity of the building itself, is a sign of the excellence and supreme importance of Holy Mother Church. The parish church is also the gate of heaven, a foretaste of heaven, a preview of our heavenly home. The liturgy performed in the parish church continues the symbolism, and much of its drama has its setting in heaven. The parish church further symbolizes the individual Christian. This comparison was frequently used by the early church fathers to teach the sanctity of Christian life. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you? Such symbolism is given beautiful expression in the dedication ceremonies of a church, for these rites in a very tangible way are modeled after the liturgy of baptism and confirmation. Here we find the reason for the imposition of the patron saint's name, in this case, Saint John Cantor, and the celebration of a feast day, even as individual Christians celebrate their own feast day. All this that we say the parish church is to any parish, the parish church of St. John Canty has been to this community in an eminent way. To all the people of this parish, this has been the house of God, This is where they have come to meet God in a blessed encounter. This is where they brought their gifts to the holy sacrifice of the Mass and joined them to the gifts of Christ. And with the psalmist, each one had to exclaim, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul yearns for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for this living God." And the living God always was, as he still is, here, and he heard their cry. Christ, in his priest, was here to listen to all who came to him and to have compassion on them as he did of old, as he has done through the centuries. In the Mass, offered many times daily in this church, he reiterates over and over again his tremendous love for those who come to him. They came to him hungry, and he multiplied for their sakes the bread of life, his own body. They were brought to him without life, and he gave them life in baptism. They came weak, and he strengthened them in confirmation. They came dead by sin. He restored them to life. "Your sins are forgiven you. Go and sin no more." The sick sent here for him, and he hastened to their homes to bless them with the holy anointing. Young couples came here to him for a blessing of their marriage, and he blessed them willingly by changing the water of their natural loves into the wholesome wine of potent grace. Many other young men and women came to him singly, and he invited them, "Come, follow me." And still others kept coming over these years in vast numbers, seeking help and consolation, and he received them all who toiled and were burdened, and he refreshed to them. They came to him with their dead, and he assured them that their loved ones were not dead, but only sleeping for now, because he was the resurrection and the life, and he would raise them up. They came to him here endlessly, and he was always here to listen to their pleas and to answer them. What a wonderful life with God has been the 75-year-old destiny of this parish. We have barely touched on the spiritual growth of St. John Canby. How much more could be said about the other areas affected by the religious spirit of this parish? The wholesome community life, the outstanding dedication of the lay leaders in the parish societies and in other endeavors, the tireless work of the Salesian sisters, the many priests, pastors, and assistant priests. It is because of this overwhelming record of the past we who today join the parish in its solemn act of thanksgiving look forward to further great achievements of the renewed St. John Canby Parish under the pastoral guidance and leadership of its new pastor and the assistant pastor. I can't think of a better way to close my few remarks today than by repeating the prayer which Bishop Stephen Ryan uttered 75 years ago. O Lord, our God, show yourself present in the sanctuary built in your honor. And as you work great marvels in the children you have adopted, may your praises ever resound among the people who belong to you. Nie wystarczyłoby mili parafianie świętego Jana Kętego zostawić tę okazję świąteczną jubileuszu diamentowego, przez wyrażenia choćby słówka w języku, który był przez te 70 lat, 75 lat językiem rodzinnym tej parafii. A więc chciałbym teraz we własnym imieniu, w imieniu naszego biskupa Metnolki i całej diecezji złożyć parafianom Kantowa najserdeczniejsze gratulacje i życzenia. To, coście wykonali w 75 latach, jest równie i dowodem waszej silnej wiary i zaszczytem dla całej Polonii na wychodźstwie. Niech wam Bóg dalej błogosławi hojnie i szczodrobliwie. To jest nasze szczere życzenie i nasza szczera prośba. W imię Ojca i Syna i Ducha Świętego.
I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And I believe in one Lord, Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God of God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one substance of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation came down from heaven, and he became flesh by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. He was also crucified for us, suffered under Pontius Pilate, and was buried. And on the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and of his kingdom there will be no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who together with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, and who spoke through the prophets, and one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I await the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
For the church throughout the world, that God will guide, renew, and keep her safe forever, we pray to the Lord.
Professor John Cantu may help us to advance in the science of the saints and in mercy towards others, so that we may obtain your forgiveness through his merit, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in union with the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
we sacrifice and praise, O Lord, to fulfill our debt of service to you. May your blessings, which we cannot merit, continue to reach us with your boundless mercy. O Lord, accept the sweet, fragrant sacrifice of our gratitude. Keep those who would have pleased you to hear, and guard them from all future harm. And let them ever love and serve you more and more. Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in unity of Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
We have lifted them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, proper and helpful towards salvation. We always and everywhere give thanks to you, O Lord, who is sovereign, almighty and eternal God. With your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, not in the unity of a single person, but in the Trinity of one substance. What we believe of your glory through your revelation, that we also believe of your Son and of the Holy Spirit without difference or distinction. That in confessing the true and eternal Godhead, we adore the distinction of persons, oneness in being, and equality in majesty. For this the angels and archangels, the cherubim and seraphim praise, and unceasingly chant each day, saying with one voice,
dear to us. We pray to you, our living and true God, for our
Thank you.
blessed apostles Peter and Paul, of Andrew and all the saints, in your mercy grant peace in our day, that by your compassionate aid we may be ever free from sin and sheltered from all turmoil. Through Jesus Christ, the Son our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And with your spirit. Please kneel.
The Lamb of God, omnipotently tried beyond their endurance. We give you thanks for answering our petitions and desires. We devoutly ask you deliver from all harm through this sacrament we have received, through Jesus Christ, the Son of our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in union with the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Now and forever.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
May heaven and earth.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thank you, God.
Help us in the name of the Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, by whose word all things are made holy, pour down your blessing on this monstrance which you created. Grant that whoever, giving thanks to you, uses it in accordance with your law and your will, may by calling upon your holy name receive through your aid health of body and protection of soul, through Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. As we observe the Diamond Jubilee of this historic parish, our eyes are gladdened by what we see. Our hearts are overflowing with thanksgiving to God for the countless blessings He has sent through this parish to you. I think of 24 young men of the parish who have become priests of God, and today have come from many corners of the world, from Europe, from Latin America, from several of the states here in America, to be home for this celebration. And think of the 34 young women who have been spouses for Christ, doing our Lord's work in the many assignments entrusted to them. Think of the thousands of young men and women who live the sacrament of matrimony and bring the blessings of God to their families. Surely then we have every reason to be so joyful and to be so grateful. Monsignor Kowalik, in his very appropriate sermon, has spoken of the four great priests since 1910 who have been the shepherds of this parish. Monsignor Garska, Monsignor Kopinski, Monsignor Radishevsky. These were great priests. They wore the mantle of greatness in the priesthood so naturally that their names are held in benediction in every house in the parish. We have a great priest in our parish today, your present and beloved pastor, Monsignor Wozniak. He claims title to greatness by his remarkable achievements. 12 years director of Catholic Charities, elected by his associates to be president of the National Conference of Catholic Charities. His educational values,
his relief for the poor, his community program. All these indicate his concern for those who are burdened with illness and misery and abandonment. Senior Wozniak has found a place for all of them in the compassion of his priestly heart. He has found help for them in his professional training in the social sciences. He has found hope for them, inspiration for them, in the example of his own life, where he has manifested great courage in following out the hard decisions he had to make. And these are the decisions that have added up to a history of remarkable accomplishment. I recall very vividly when the Franciscan sisters were about to leave their hospital in Niagara Falls to go to their new facility in Lewiston. It was the insight, the skill, the experience, Monsignor Wozniak, that envisioned in that hospital building a new facility for Catholic Charity, our largest and most attractive home for our convalescents. But charity must remain a silent story. Now, this is the way our Lord made it. We may not be too specific about the beneficiaries of charity, but I would like to express today my highest admiration, my sincerest affection for Monsignor Wozniak. Now, these sentiments are reflected among his priests, the religious, and you, the laity. I do not forget, and I'm sure Monsignor will never forget, the thrilling tribute of friendship that was expressed to him by his brother priest on the occasion of his jubilee. The religious know so well, particularly our beloved Felician. They know the history of his achievement in charity. Now I think that the parishioners of this parish of St. John Canty have been able to observe these qualities of his mind and heart that have endeared him to all. Monsignor, I thank you officially and personally for the great work you have undertaken here in your new assignment, renovating the parish building, but renovating, more importantly, the hearts of your people in the love and spirit of Christ. On this occasion, I offer my heartiest congratulations to Monsignor Wozniak, to our brother priest who served you in this parish, to our revered sisters, and to each and to every parishioner. May God grant you many, many years together, and may these years be overflowing with his grace and his love, with his prosperity and his peace. And during all these years, may his Holy Mother walk the way with you. Father MacDonald has just brought to my attention a very very serious and a very important concern. He said very simply, "Don't you think the sisters and children would like a day off?" Very serious, very important. And so I ask our devoted Monsignor to arrange with Mother Antoinette and Sister Principal a holiday for our school. And I trust it will be a very delightful holiday for our sisters and our students, and perhaps for our parents.